when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I'm Jane Lee.
And I'm Matilda Bosley.
We live in a time where, for most millennials, our economic futures are less about how hard we work and more about how wealthy our parents are.
Millennials are a generation that is living through a series of broken promises.
As a millennial, how do you feel about the economic future of this generation?
It certainly doesn't look great.
But because conversations about this generational divide often focus on the here and now, how terrible things are right now, it's easy to lose sight of how we got here.
We're seeing a real shift in how we talk about economic instability and whose fault it is.
So in this special full story series from Guardian Australia, we're figuring out who screwed millennials.
You really could not think of a better combination of two tax policies that are going to set fire to a housing market.
We're figuring out how something that had nothing to do with housing screwed millennials out of the Australian dream.
What do Australians invest in? They invest in property. And so suddenly we had a huge tax boon for people who invested in property.
We're investigating how good debt turned bad.
It wasn't the original idea that was wrong.
And screwed millennials out of an affordable education.
The fact that HECS has and can be politicised, depending on who's in government, creates certain problems.
They started out saying, no, we're not going to deregulate university fees. There'll never be an American-style higher education system. There won't be any $100,000 university fees under this government. And then they did pretty much all of that.
And looking back, trying to find where and when our work became so insecure.
Emotionally, I was really bad. Sometimes I talk to my husband like, I think I'm a slave here in Australia. I'm working and have no life.
Brands began chasing bigger profit margins for themselves. And it was not really a bargaining process because the brand had all the power.
More and more workers are left to bargain one-on-one against their boss rather than to have a union to do that for them. And as a result, people get paid a lot less.
Find out who screwed millennials by subscribing to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.